1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Renewed hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Talks are continuing in Cairo, Egypt. In the U.S. over the weekend, there were protests at nearly 50 colleges and universities. ABC's Trevor Ault has details.
Saturday demonstrations from Northeastern to Indiana, Washington University in St. Louis, and Arizona State. Many demanding their schools divest from companies believed to be profiting from the war and calling for a ceasefire. Several accusing police and their universities of infringing on their right to protest.
In Oklahoma, the cleanup is getting underway after the weekend's devastating tornadoes. They killed four people in the state, including a four-month-old, and injured at least 100. The wider severe weather killed a fifth person in Iowa. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal trial. It resumes tomorrow. ABC News has learned the former president met yesterday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are confirming a case of the measles in Wisconsin. The person lives in Dane County and works in Rock County. The Department of Health Services says the measles has been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health problems for people who are not vaccinated. Republican Congressman Brian Stile is pushing back on colleagues who want to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week.
We have a wide net of folks. There's some of us that are really focused in on the issues, actually trying to solve the problems that are in front of us. Other people on occasion like to get attention. That's frustrating.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. More than 80 people were arrested during Saturday's Mifflin Street block party. Most arrests were for alcohol offenses. Six people went to jail. About 150 officers patrolled on foot, bicycle, and horseback. EMTs responded to 14 medical emergencies, most of them related to alcohol. 11 people had to go to the hospital. Nobody was hurt when a deck with several people on it caved in. One car was turned over and another was damaged. Madison College held its annual spring powwow Saturday. It's a celebration honoring Native American heritage and culture. Singers, musicians, and dancers from a number of tribal nations around Wisconsin gathered together at the Truax campus's Redston Gym. Lac du Flambeau veterans took part in a color guard presentation. The event was hosted by the Madison College Native American Student Association and other cultural groups. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers face the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight at AmFam Field. Their crew losing 15-5 yesterday to the Yankees. New York's Anthony Rizzo with his 300th career home run. How did the Brewers starter Tobias Myers do? Pat Murphy.
He's got five major league innings under his belt, and he did his job. He got us to our one-inning relievers in a 5-5 game. Yes, they hit some balls hard. He did his job.
The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a three-run homer. Then in the ninth, had to move from first base to the mound to pitch the final three outs. NFL, the Packers drafting 11 new players, six on defense, five on offense. Rookie minicamp coming up next weekend. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Damian Lillard and Giannis were out. What about Chris Middleton's ankle or Patrick Beverley's rib injury?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to her. Medical guys, because I want to have some good news for about 5 minutes.
Mets Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds early with gradual clearing throughout the day today. Our high 67 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer, 72 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby!
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recap the headlines from over the weekend and then three headlines and a lie. My track record's not so good so far. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
To all my friends in the press and Fox News, some of you complain that I don't take enough of your questions. No comment. Of course, the New York Times issued a statement blasting me for, quote, active and effectively avoiding independent journalists. Hey, if that's what it takes to get the New York Times to say I'm active and effective, I'm for it.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. It is 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, who just got back from a resounding hit in Philadelphia.
That was great.
With JoJo from Jurors and Lindy Lee and Glenn Kirshner and all the rest of the sexy liberals. So Chris and I are here holding down the fort. She will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't freak out.
We'll see if she pops in today because she is upstairs.
But the light's not on.
Yeah. No, I mean, we have 3 hours.
We do. She might pop down.
We'll see.
She just might. So that was President Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Ms. Miller will get a lot more of the juicy nuggets that happened for tomorrow. But he was very funny.
Yeah.
He actually, let's do 11 because it's funny.
Okay. I have higher standards. I do interviews with strong, independent journalists who millions of people actually listen to, like Howard Stern.
That was a brilliant interview.
It really was. I mean, and Howard could not have been more gracious, by the way, considering where we all know he came from.
Well, yeah, but I think he proved himself with his Hillary Clinton interview.
He did. And he was just flabbergasted that the president was sitting with him.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing, amazing interview. But before we get to that.
Oh, he is one of the best interviewers in the business.
He really is good. He started out as a shock jock, and he's become this really amazing interviewer.
Yep. And we're proud to be his coworkers on SiriusXM.
On SiriusXM. Hi, Howard. You want to be on our show?
He has said that he loves Stephanie Miller. So.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Come on, Howard. You interviewed my sister. You looked up at her and said, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wanted to give her grief for being a Nepo baby before we were called that.
Has your mom ever been on with him?
Yes.
Okay.
She was several years ago.
Okay.
They had a great time together.
Yeah.
And that's when John, I think, first met my mom. Because Fugelsang, they passed in the hallway.
Okay.
And then mom was on John's show.
Ah, cool.
He had Carrie on his show in the 80s when he was just on K-Rock back in the day.
Yeah.
And she was promoting Tokyo Pop.
Uh-huh.
And
the movie.
The movie Tokyo Pop. And he literally said into the microphone, it wasn't on air, but into the mic, she could hear it because she was waiting to come in. He goes, really, Carol Burnett's daughter? And was kind of giving her grief.
Yeah.
And then she walked in with that smile that she had.
Uh-huh.
And she said, hi, Howard, I'm a big fan. And he went, you're pretty. And then from then on, they were friends after that. You know.
Good.
She could take it from him.
Sure.
Because she loved his show.
Yeah.
I mean, K-Rock, this is back before he became mega huge.
Yeah.
But he was still huge in New York, but still, because she listened to him when she lived in New York. Uh-huh. She was like, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm so happy you're having me on and blah, you know.
Yeah.
She won him over with a smile.
Of course.
She was adorable. And you know who's not adorable?
Who? Chrissy Noem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She lost Cat Turd.
Who's Cat Turd?
He is a big right-wing troll.
Okay.
Or she. I don't know. I assume it's a dude just because of how the person tweets on the Twitter. Cat Turd said, there's nothing you can say to justify shooting an 18-month-old puppy and in the face and killing it. Nothing. I don't give anything what it did.
Yep.
And then Cat Turd said, oh, my, now my blood is boiling. Remember, I'm a country boy who lives on a ranch. There's a huge difference between putting an old horse down who's suffering than shooting an 18-month-old dog for being untrainable. Right. But then, plug in your book to the end. Seriously, is it just me? I have no words. Because she said, we love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put down 3 horses a few weeks ago that had been in our family for 25 years. Okay, not the same. Not
I
would, the same.
Okay.
I have a word or two.
You and I are both city folk, so we have no connections to farms whatsoever.
Still.
So I know. I would like to hear from some of our listeners who may live on farms or grew up on farms.
Travis, call in.
Who know farm life. You know, is this sort of thing normal, like Chrissy Noem said?
No.
I want to hear an avalanche of people, of actual people who have lived on farms, who say this is not normal. Because Chrissy Noem says this is normal, and
not.
I don't believe her. I would like confirmation of that.
She said, and I quote, I hated that dog. 14-month-old, not 18-month-old, wire hair pointer. She said, dangerous to anyone she came in contact with and less than worthless as a hunting dog. So she wanted this dog to be a hunter, okay? So she wanted the dog to be a killer, just so you all know. Mm-hmm. So she put an electronic collar on her, and one day the dog escaped her truck as she stopped to talk to a local family, and the dog went after the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted it to be a hunting dog.
Right.
Therefore, dog went after chickens, because that's a pointer, they will do that, and grabbed a chicken, killed it, grabbed another, killed it, and was having, and she said, quote, the time of her life. So I had to kill her, because she was having the time of her life.
And apparently, according to South Dakota law, it is legal to kill a dog who is killing livestock.
She retrieved her gun and took her to a gravel pit. She said, quote, it was not a pleasant job, but it had to be done. And after it was over, I realized another unpleasant job had to be done. So she took a goat who they had yet to castrate, who was mean. So get him fixed.
Sure.
You know. So she took him also to said gravel pit and shot him. And there were construction workers watching it. And they were freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter just got dropped off right after this incident.
Mm-hmm.
At the school bus, which is not far from said gravel pit. And she said, hey, where's Cricket? I hope Kennedy, her daughter's name is Kennedy, naturally, has disowned you after really knowing now what the real story is, because I doubt that her mother told her what the real story was at that moment. There were so many other options that this woman had 20 years ago. This was only 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the 1950s.
Right.
But,
you know, this isn't Old Yeller.
It's not Old Yeller. The dog didn't have rabies.
Right.
There was not an issue
suffering.
There was no suffering going on.
Except for the chickens.
Well, the chicken. Keep the dog in the truck. How did it get out of the truck? That's not on the dog. That's on her. The dog was being a dog. The dog did dog stuff. Okay. Point in fact, Steve Austin attacked Stephanie's neighbor's dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie didn't shoot him.
No.
She rehomed him. That's what you do. Worst case scenario, take him to the shelter. That's the worst case for the dog, as far as I'm concerned.
Since it was 20 years ago, put out an ad in the paper and say, you know.
Keep him locked in your barn or wherever. Feed him. Keep him away from chickens and people if he doesn't get along with people. That's fine.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
It's on the owner
if they don't train the dog well.
Thank you. 14 months old is a puppy.
Yeah.
It is not a grown dog. And she wanted it to be a hunter, so she was training it to hunt. The chickens, too bad for the chickens, that's sad, but it's her fault that the dog got out of the truck, not the dog's fault that the dog went after the chickens. The dog was dogging.
Right.
And so, I mean, Cat Turd literally, I mean, when you've lost Cat Turd, kid, you've lost everything. Because Cat Turd is one of the biggest right-wing trolls out there.
Okay.
And it's... Bruce Wilson tweeted, MAGA, Cat Turd, liberals, and leftists are united in revulsion. Say what you want about Kristi Noem, but look at how she's brought us together.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's... she's trying to do a lot of cleanup on this.
Not successfully.
No. I mean, people are on CNN this morning were figuring that it was an appeal to Donald Trump, but apparently his team is going, because it doesn't look good.
Right.
It just doesn't. I mean, the story was out there, and she's been a governor for, what, 6 years now? I think it's about 6 years. If it was going to come out, it would have come out when she was running for the governorship, if people really wanted to bring her down on that. But the fact that she admits to this and says, I hated that dog, instead of I couldn't help it or I had a there was an issue. She literally says she hated the dog. So it doesn't say she's a good person by any – it says she's kind of psychopathic.
Well, yeah, and her cleanup is trying to say that she's capable of making tough decisions. This was not a tough decision. This was a bad decision.
Right. It wasn't a tough decision because
right.
it didn't take her that long.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
like a week
long. She
made long...
the wrong decision. This is an example of her making wrong decisions.
Exactly. I agree completely. And she, I mean, oh, you have to make tough decisions. Well, it didn't seem that tough because you went and got your gun in like what sounds like less than a minute.
That's sociopathic behavior.
That's not a tough decision. Right. That's a decision that you make because you want to kill two living beings that are just living.
Right.
And one, that he was a mean goat. Well, are goats supposed to be nice? I mean, they are. But if
my cat Jazz was a bit of a bastard. But,
yeah,
a lot of cats are like
that, you know? They're bastard people, some of them. And so it's like...
But I loved him.
Yeah.
He was a great cat. He just was a bastard.
Well, one of my dogs, Tucker, he did not like certain people. And so I had to keep him locked up if people were coming over. That was on me to keep them safe, not on him.
Right.
He was keeping me safe.
Right.
He was an ankle biter.
Okay. Yeah, Jazz was an ankle biter, too.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was just like, you know, it's on me to make sure that other people are safe around him. And if he got aggro around somebody, he went into the bedroom and I locked him in there.
Yeah.
And that was how it went.
Yeah.
And same with Shadow, our other dog. She wasn't good around other dogs. So it was like, okay, boom, you go. It's on me.
Yeah.
Not on the dogs. Dogs are going to dog, well-trained or not.
Yeah.
And Steve Austin was great with people. He really was.
Yeah.
He just didn't like other dogs,
no.
which is
he was protective of his owner.
Exactly. I mean, he got along with Jamie because he came in after Jamie.
Yeah.
Then when she got the puppy, that didn't work out well, unfortunately. So she had to rehome the other puppy. And then, unfortunately, she couldn't keep Steve. She didn't shoot him in a gravel pit with a goat that wasn't castrated. And by the way, if the goat wasn't castrated, wasn't that on her family to do that to that poor goat? Unless they were going to breed him. And then, honestly...
Not tough decisions. They're
no,
bad decisions.
They were bad and cruel.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go with cruel. She's a cruel, cruel. She's pretty, but she's cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope South Dakota wises up the next election and gets rid of her.
South Dakota's going to South Dakota, though.
I don't know. A lot of South Dakotans are mad. Republicans and Democrats are kind of united on this.
Yeah. We'll see how South. But, you know, national pundits don't matter in this sort of thing.
That's true. I know, I should start looking up what's going
on in
South
Dakota. South Dakota's going to South Dakota.
They are. It's a beautiful state. I've been there.
Yeah.
But GPS, not good. And maps on your phone, not good. Trust me, I needed a paper map. Got made fun of for it. Happy we had it once we had to get somewhere in the middle of the night. Just saying, old lady over here prints everything. See.
Or you download the entire map of South Dakota to your phone before you go.
And then you have to take a picture of it and then get a zoom in on it.
No. If you download it to your phone, it can use the GPS inside your phone using the downloaded
app. If the GPS works.
Well, it does.
Didn't on my phone when we were there.
Okay.
GPS wasn't working.
Well, with the new Apple Maps, you can download an entire area that you know is not going to have cell phone coverage.
But then you have to, whatever.
No, you don't. No, it'll follow you.
That's doesn't seem right if the GPS isn't working.
It does.
Have you been to a place without GPS?
I have. I've driven Angeles Crest Highway.
Yeah, but you can. The GPS is up there.
Nope.
I've done it.
Nope.
My phone never went out up there.
Yeah.
Didn't go out up there. All right. Oh, my goodness. It's already 19 minutes after.
Mm-hmm.
Already? All right.
Yep.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Maudie's. Bonnie and Clyde's favorite food. Fresh dog food is everywhere.
Yeah.
But is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. And three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dogs need. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use.
Yes.
That's why we love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime.
Yep.
It's shelf-stable.
It's not gloppy.
No, not at all. And it's dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning that it's an optimum amount of nutrients your dogs need for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this is a big saving. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Well, Ms. Miller is not here.
Yeah.
I am
She's
Jody.
Upstairs.
She's upstairs. She's a little out of way. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. And Chris Lavoie is with me. Hi, Valerie in Illinois. You've been a farmer all your life?
Yes, I have.
And?
Is this normal?
We raised a lot of animals. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Is this normal?
No. No, if you had a sick animal or an animal you didn't want, you got rid of it by giving it away. Or if it was sick, you'd call your vet and they'd euthanize it.
Right.
We never shot an animal to kill it.
Of course not.
It's just ridiculous that
it's
he says that's normal.
Yeah. No, I agree. Thank you, Valerie, for confirming what we are all thinking in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Somebody just emailed saying chickens are poultry, not livestock.
Yeah.
So that's a difference. They're made.
I don't know if South Dakota law it makes that distinction. I don't know. I don't know the intricacies of South Dakota farming law.
Here we go. We got Kathleen in Northwestern Illinois. Hi, what are your thoughts?
Well, my husband was a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Many of his friends were hunters. I don't know one person who trained their own pointer to retrieve birds. It's a highly specialized, and every single hunter I knew took them to a trainer.
Right.
My husband used to have dogs, and he'd go to training camp, and it would be trained. Now, in the rare instance that a dog was untrainable to hunt, they were never killed.
Of
you would
not.
Just rehome it.
Thank you.
And what I am curious about is she must have gotten this. I saw a picture. It's a purebred pointer from a breeder.
Right.
When we ever got a dog from a breeder, we had to sign in the contract that if for any reason the dog was not wanted, we would return it to the breeder.
Right.
I'm willing to bet that she broke a contract.
And another reason for her not to continue being in office if she's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was the thing with Stephanie, with Steve Austin. She got him from a rescue place, and then with her contract with that rescuer, okay, if he's not working out, we'll find a home.
Right.
So between the two of them, they found a lovely home up in Washington, I believe.
Oregon?
Oregon. Yeah. Okay. They're going to go to the Seattle show, I think. So she found him a home, and he's very happy there. But that was the contract. I have a contract with the rescue that we got our kittens from.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a problem with the kittens, we had to return them to the rescue so that they could then find a home for the baby. But we kept them, and they're adorable.
Yeah.
They're very cute. I mean, there were a lot of choices that she could have made instead of shooting this animal.
Right. It was the wrong choice. She made a wrong decision, which demonstrates her decision-making abilities.
What if her child had gotten home just a couple of minutes earlier? Yeah. She would have seen her mother shoot her puppy.
Yeah.
I mean, how traumatic is that anyway?
If her child is acting up, would she shoot her child?
Great point.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Ad absurdum, but...
It is ad absurdum, but it's still, I mean, it's like when people drop off their dogs at the pound because they can't keep the dog because they moved. Wait, are you going to leave your kid at home because the place doesn't accept children? I mean, you know, it's crazy talk, I tells ya.
Uh-huh.
I tells ya, all right. Wow, it's 29 minutes after the hour already.
Yeah.
We will be right back on the Stephanie
With the Rude Pundit.
With Rude, yes. Thank you, Chris. Right back with Rube next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Renewed hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Talks are continuing in Cairo, Egypt. In the U.S. over the weekend, there were protests at nearly 50 colleges and universities. ABC's Trevor Ault has details.
Saturday demonstrations from Northeastern to Indiana, Washington University in St. Louis, and Arizona State. Many demanding their schools divest from companies believed to be profiting from the war and calling for a ceasefire. Several accusing police and their universities of infringing on their right to protest.
In Oklahoma, the cleanup is getting underway after the weekend's devastating tornadoes. They killed four people in the state, including a four-month-old, and injured at least 100. The wider severe weather killed a fifth person in Iowa. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal trial. It resumes tomorrow. ABC News has learned the former president met yesterday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Emergency room doctors say they're worried about their ability to care for pregnant patients who need abortions out of medical necessity. Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident.
We are putting ourselves at risk for allowing people who do not have medical training to pick and choose which procedures can and cannot be applied in the emergency department.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states that have banned abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds early with gradual clearing throughout the day today. Our high 67 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer 72 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey,
everybody, join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show. And look who we have.
Hey, Ruth, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Back out and let Fred in. Remember, hey, Ruth, to let her joke about farts. Then you can start to make it.
Hey, Rude. So you were in Italy.
Hey, Jody.
So you were in Italy.
I was in Italy. It was my first trip ever to Italy. And Florence and Venice and a little town out in the countryside. And I, even though for half the time the weather was total crap, it was, I just loved it. I loved the, especially Venice. I fell in love with Venice and I did not expect to. I thought I'd just get pissed off at all the tourists and all the, you know, all the touristy stuff, and ended up like just thinking, wow, I want to stay here for like another month and explore every alley and every little surprise, you know, art thing that's there, and every, yeah, it was every bar, every, it just the vibe of the place was amazing. It was like, it was felt very much like this is how you're supposed to live kind of vibe.
Wow. You should, yeah. Their tourism board should call you to do an ad.
Right.
Yeah. That was so articulate. Though, right. That was
it. Well, I'm sure you could
what
write
you think?
Better.
Oh, it was the vibe, man. I just got the vibe.
It was nice. No crowds.
Yeah, there you go. It was nice.
Well, no, it was. There were areas where there were no crowds. There are areas, but it was so cool because the Biennale was on, which sounds pretentious to say, but the big art, modern art thing.
Okay.
So all over, there were just art installations, and you know, yeah. I mean, I didn't even go to. I don't think I did. I go to any of the major museums there? I don't think I did. Just the Peggy Guggenheim Museum, but that was about it.
Wow.
Otherwise, just sort of hung out in piazzas and drank.
Yay!
Some nice Chianti. Yeah. Did you drink some nice Chianti?
Some Aperol spritzes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So you had a thing or two to say about what we've been talking about for the first part of the morning, which was Kristi Noem.
Ah.
You said she really thinks she can make this horrific serial killer origin story into an example of a homespun bucolic wisdom. She's stepping on all the rakes and it's hilarious, like Cricket's revenge. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. We've had at least two people call in that said they're farmers and this is not a farming thing.
No. I you know, I was never a farmer, but I did live on a farm for about 5 years you don't kill the dog, you know,
right.
You give the dog away, and like you said earlier, the last resort is that's what humane societies or whatever are for.
Mm-hmm.
This was just, and the brutality of it, you know, she seemed to indicate that she used a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's like, dude, that's just horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she used a shotgun on the goat and didn't kill the goat, and so had to leave the bleeding with multiple, you know, pellets in it, goat, and go get more shells to finish off the goat. And it's like, why would you tell this story? I mean, you know, a friend of mine said on Threads that he thought this was a way of prepping us for just randomly, you know, killing people who are not getting in line with what you believe.
Yeah, you threaded back at him. John King, he said, the I shot my dog story feels like a trial balloon to float the idea of shooting people who don't comply with you. I think you're right. She's psychopathic. I mean, this is insanity to me. And she's still trying to write it off as, hey, I did nothing
wrong. She's still trying to play cleanup, but it's getting
worse. Her cleanup, it seems to be getting worse on aisle 45.
Spreading the blood around instead of mopping it up.
Yeah, cleanup on aisle 45 ain't working.
Yeah, and she's also pretending like it's, you know, it's like the 1800s or something with, you know, well, we just had to kill the dog. We had nowhere else to bring it.
Right.
That's the way farm life is. That's the way we were.
No.
Somebody annoyed us. You know what? You know what? We just kept putting out kids because they all died. So that's why we had 10 kids. It's like, just stop it.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. So you were not here. Did you get home in time for the Supreme Court hearing?
No, but you know, it's everywhere. And people in Italy were essentially asking us, "What the hell? What
really?
The hell is going on?"
Did you ask them why they elected their prime minister or whatever she's called? Because she's kind
of
a fascist.
Oh yeah, no, I did, and they would deny that they voted for them.
Of course.
Her,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Same thing here.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, with regard to the hearing, you had a thing or two to say about certain questions that should have been asked. They should have asked, you know, what if he wants to kill you guys? What if Joe Biden says, or Donald Trump says, I want to kill one of yous? And I mean, those are questions that weren't asked, and I agree with you. They should have been asked. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Sonia Sotomayor did ask the, you know, what if a political rival that the president decided was going to be harmful for the country and decided to have them assassinated, are they immune from prosecution for that? And the answer from Trump's lawyer was, well, yeah, essentially, yeah. If this was something that they legitimately did to try to protect the country, then sure. And so, yeah, I wanted Sonia Sotomayor to reframe that question and say, okay, what if President Biden decides that Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch are harming the United States, and, you know, he's taken an oath to protect the United States, so he's going to have them assassinated. Is that cool? Are you good with, is he immune? Can that just happen? And so, you know, put their asses on the line. Make it mean something to them, not some abstract concept. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Those were the questions that should have been asked by the justices, or at least perhaps the DOJ going, hey, you know, they're saying that they can do anything. They could maybe shoot you. I might have brought that up in my rebuttal to them. I don't know. It's just, I know it's difficult when you're at the Supreme Court because it's a different thing. And it's different than a trial. It's different. So I get that there's and you're timed. You have so much time to talk to them, and they have amount of time. And then was it Sotomayor that got interrupted by Alito, or was it? I think Jackson got interrupted by Alito a bunch of times in her questioning, which was very.
Well, Alito kept trying to just hammer home that you know, there has to be some kind of immunity, and then Alito went off on this ridiculous thing like Sotomayor's question was like, no, this would never happen. This, you know, like that way, and I can't see that wouldn't be. You know, we're dealing in hypotheticals here. And I'm like, dude, you're the Supreme Court. That's what you do. You deal in hypotheticals.
Exactly.
And you know, that's why instead of actually getting into, I think Trump was mentioned once in the entire hearing. And it's like, well, so you're not even talking. You're only talking about hypotheticals because you're talking about what will happen in the future instead of dealing with the case that's right now.
Which is what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous. It was the same thing in the case about whether or not Idaho and was defying the federal government on abortion to save the life of a woman, and you know, there were the three liberal women saying, here's some horrific things that have happened that in Idaho, the woman wouldn't have been able to get an abortion. And the men were there talking about, oh, you know, the spending clause. How does this violate the spending clause? And it's like, F you, man. You know what? How about if Joe Biden said, you know what? I want to stop the bloodline of Samuel Alito because I think it's so corrupt and awful. So I'm going to send soldiers to wipe out his entire family, including his grandkids. You cool with that, Sammy?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Do you think that they're going to make a decision before the election, or do you think they're going to punt it till November?
But they're going to punt it down back to the lower court. I think
that's think they're going to do?
Yep.
That's the play. Yep. And then to say, you need to decide what are official acts and what aren't.
Yep.
And you need to separate that. Then that needs to be appealed.
Just lost his audio.
Uh-oh.
Don't know what happened.
Oh.
Oh, no. I lost your audio. And now he's frozen. Oh, no. Oh, he, well, oh, wait, there, oh. wait, wait. No, he's frozen. Oh. What?
I can hear you.
Okay, oh. Now we can hear you, but you're frozen.
Yeah.
Am I frozen in a cool position? Or
it's
just
an interesting screenshot.
You look plaintive.
I look plaintive. Oh, that's good, because that's really my face generally.
There we go.
Yeah,
there
okay, now you're unfrozen.
Now you're better. Oh, okay. No. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right that they'll oh, wait, now it's going. Internet connection is unstable. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's probably on our end. It's probably on our end, you know.
My internet is fully tumescent right now.
You have turgid internet.
Yes.
So, I mean, you also suggested having, and I love this idea, of having Biden send snipers to sit outside Mar-a-Lago and Alito's house to say they're waiting to see how the Supreme Court rules. Come on. I'm with you on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just there. And you know what? He doesn't even need to he doesn't need to actually send them. He just needs to say that he does.
Right.
They're there. Oh, don't worry.
Oh, they're there. Yeah, you won't see them because right. They're very yeah. good at their job. So.
They're highly trained. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and then you were talking about the protests that are happening. I mean, we had some issues here at UCLA the other day. Yeah. And I agree. I mean, there's always going to be bad actors in good protests. There's always, yeah. It has been since the dawn of time. But this is getting to be Kent State-ish with how schools and law enforcement are starting to deal with this stuff. And we're coming up to the anniversary of Kent State next week, this weekend, yeah. actually. And so this is getting a little bit scary. Yes, anti-Semitism is bad. Anti-Muslim hate is bad. There is nothing good about it. But protesting war, nothing wrong with that. Protesting Netanyahu, nothing wrong with that. Anti-Semitism and threatening Jewish students, bad. Absolutely. Yeah. But what things are getting a little too intense, in my opinion, for these. Granted, all these kids don't necessarily know everything that's going on. But then again, who does? I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, what's going on in your campus? Are you guys having any issues?
We've been on spring break. So. Okay.
Which is why you've been in Italy.
That's the University of New York, you haven't heard anything during this time. But we're back on Wednesday. So okay. We're... But, I mean, okay, a couple of thoughts. One, and this is not to take anything away from the messaging that's going on and some of the really good work that's going on with the protests.
Absolutely.
But they're college students. Right. They're gonna say things that are, you know, that sometimes go wild with what they're saying. However, the other thing that this has reminded me of now is how cities reacted to the Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. protests
yep.
in sending in an overwhelming force of police to agitate and push things to the point of violence, and then using that as a reason to do mass arrests. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking about the kettling of marchers in New York City, where the police would force marchers into a small area and then use the actions that people will try to take to get out of there as a reason to arrest people.
Right.
And so, you know, I absolutely, if you're somebody who's out there and you are saying that Jews equal Israel and that therefore Jews must be blamed for what's going on with the right-wing government of Israel, then you are doing the bidding of the right wing.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you yourself are the Nazi, you are certainly giving aid and comfort to the Nazis.
You are correct.
But it's also the kind of BS we've seen all along with the way that the right always equates Judaism itself with Israel. It's what Trump tries to say all the time, which is, how could you be a Democrat if you're a Jew? Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking as a Jew, I will just say that, yes, there's a lot of us that don't think Likud is really representative, is a good government for anybody, let alone Israel.
Right.
Right. Right on. Now, I agree with you completely, and I hope that things do I have a thingy? Thank you. I hope that things do start to calm down and that cooler heads will prevail all around. You know, peaceful protesting.
And with administrators. Administrators yeah. need to take it down a notch. I mean, you know, just, you know, the students are going to protest. Make sure that they have a safe place and make sure that other students are safe.
Right.
You don't do that with overwhelming force. You do that with engagement.
Right.
There you go. And on that note, we have linked to your blog, yep. And welcome home.
Yes, good to have you back.
And good luck.
I'm a little sad to be home.
Aww. Well, Stephanie will be in on Monday. Since you won't be in Italy, you'll get to see her on Monday.
Oh, good.
And have fun at the start of school on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Rude. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rude. This portion of The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. Fresh yep. dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype, Chris? Do you know?
What?
Is it real or hype?
It's real. It's real. It's real freeze-dried food.
It is. Uh-huh. Well, there are a few.
No fillers.
This stuff is good. Yeah. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, it's ready from the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, kind of like kibble. Only better for you.
Yeah.
Or better for the dogs. Or maybe us, too. I don't know. It smells good, apparently. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Unlike most fresh dog food, it's cooked with high heat. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. This is a huge savings, kids. Uh-huh. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats.
Right.
Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night. and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
It is 55 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie. Stephanie will be back tomorrow. Karen in Chicago, hi.
Hi, good morning. Good you guys morning. Are doing a great job, as
Thank
always,
you.
And I hope Steph is getting some good rest. So I just want to say this. Full disclosure, I did not grow up on a farm. Mm-hmm. I don't live on a farm, but I know a psychopath when I see it. There is a special place in hell for people like Christy Noem who do that sort of thing to animals. And my only hope is that Dick Cheney invites her on a hunting trip. That's my hope. For her.
You scam.
But seriously, it is in line with the same. This is the same thing, like, and I think that you guys had mentioned it. People who torture animals mm-hmm. as children and then grow up to be serial killers, this is that same mentality in mind.
Yeah.
So it is beyond. I mean, and I just, there's no cleanup, like you said, Chris, there's no cleanup.
No.
No.
You know, going on with this. I mean, when you have, and I would just like to say, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. But, you know, too, like John Fugel was saying, I remember when he would say, like, not all racists voted for Trump, but all race, or no, not all Trump voters are racist, but all racists voted for Trump.
Right.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
About people like that, that are cruel to animals like that. It's just too much. It's just beyond. I can't even get my head around how this woman thinks that this is okay and that she can come out and speak about it in any normal terms at all.
I agree. And
you
thank
know?
You, honey. And I thank you for calling
Love you
in.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's absolutely right. There is something, something's not right in that lady's head.
She's a sociopath.
Yeah, for her to easily, like you said earlier, it didn't take her a week to decide this. It took her that moment.
Yeah.
It was done.
Yeah.
It was a simple snap decision.
Dog had no chance.
Exactly. And the poor baby was just dogging. He was just doing dog things like dogs are going to dog.
Yep.
Kim in Northern California. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, you guys. Love you guys. Hey, I'm looking out my window at my three horses, and it looks to me like I have three that are beyond the expiration date of 25 years. I just want to kind of point out that if she thinks 25 years is the magic number and it's time to give them the blue juice or the shotgun, I don't know. She's got a bigger problem than just with dogs.
Exactly.
You guys
Thank
have
you.
A great day.
You too.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, absolutely. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Cliff Schechter is coming up in about an hour, and we'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, is the Supreme Court out of control? Our special guest attorney, Jim Santel, will hopefully give us some answers.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot? And the car's on fire. I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.